John 9, 1 Peter 3, and Psalm 66. John 9, once again, if you want to write these down, they'll be on the screen as well. But 1 Peter 3 and Psalm 66. This series was inspired by that song. It was originally inspired, though, by the one of the earlier versions that was by Bing Crosby, and I was just listening in my car. I shared this last week, and I was about to change it because it's not my favorite. And the Holy Spirit just prompted me to listen, so I listened, and I felt like He was putting this series in my heart. And it was by Bing Crosby, that version, and so I went home, and I have a dad joke. My dad joke was the Holy Spirit binged me. I got binged, Crosby. Y'all are so sweet to me. Just give me that courtesy laughter. I appreciate it. But the four statements in the song that we're talking about, I talked about the first one last week, do you see what I see? And then do you hear what I hear? And that's what we're talking about today. Do you know what I know is the next one, our Christmas message next week. And I do encourage you to be here if you're in town for our not only our Christmas service next Sunday, but also our Christmas Eve candlelight service will be at 6 o'clock on Christmas Eve. Makes sense to do that on Christmas Eve. And so we usually try to do it a little earlier in the evening, and it's usually a relatively short time together, maybe an hour only, and we'll have some refreshments and some fun things for the kids, and we receive communion that night, but we will have you out by no later than 7 if you need to go to be with some other family that evening. So. Do you hear what I hear is the message today. On the subject of hearing, my wife has been talking to me about the concern that I might be losing some of my hearing as I grow older. And I just kind of counter, even though she is considerably younger than me, that perhaps it's her that's losing her hearing. And so we've been back and forth on this, and so I thought I'd test this one day. And our staircase, it goes up and then turns and goes up another flight, and I knew that she was sitting on the couch because the couch is right in front of the downstairs staircase there. And so I was at the top of the stairs, and I knew she was there, so I just thought I'd test this. I said, just kind of in a normal voice, Jennifer, can you hear me? And she didn't respond. And so I came down that first flight and made the turn. Now I can see her. And I said, Jennifer, can you hear me? And she still didn't respond. So I came down that second flight, and now I'm right maybe 4 feet from her. But her back's turned to me, and I said, Jennifer, can you hear me? No response. So I stepped up right behind her, and I leaned down right in her ear and said, Jennifer, can you hear me now? And she said, for the fourth time, yes. Another dad joke. That didn't really happen. I just made that up. My point is maybe sometimes it's us who aren't listening to God. We wonder sometimes, can God hear us? I'm talking about hearing God a little bit today, and talking about the fact that He does hear us. And we wonder sometimes, does God hear us? And the truth is yes, He hears us, but do we hear Him? Are we listening? Maybe it's us. God hasn't lost His hearing. Maybe sometimes it's us. And so the thing I want you to understand today, number one, this is my first point. If you're taking notes, and I think there's a place on the back of your bulletin if you want to do that, God hears you. That's my first point. Last week I talked about, do you see what I see? And I talked about how God sees you. And again, not like Santa Claus. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for good. It's not that kind. Yeah, God sees everything, but the truth is He notices you. He sees you. God sees you. And I also want you to know that He doesn't just see you, but He hears you. He hears us when we call to Him. I want you to know and truly believe that God hears you. He sees you and He hears you. Let me give you some scripture on this. And as we look at this, I want you to look at a common thread or theme in these three passages that I'm going to read this morning. And there's two common themes that I want to draw out of these three passages today. The first one is this point, God hears you. And you're going to see that pretty evident in these three passages. But there's another theme as well that I want to hit on in my second point. And I want to see if you see it. John chapter 9 in verse 31, it says, "Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him." God hears us. God hears us. He listens to us. He hears us. He will not listen to the willful sinner, but he hears those who worship him and do his will. Let me show you another one. This is 1 Peter. And you might hold your place if you're in the Bible here today, because we're going to come back to these in just a minute. But in 1 Peter 3, in verse 12, 1 Peter 3, verse 12, it says, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous." Again, talking about God sees us. Last week, his eyes are on the righteous. He sees us. "And his ears are open to their prayers." He hears us. His ears are open to our prayers. He sees us and he hears us. But I want you to get this last part of this verse. It says, "But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil," those who refuse his righteousness, those who willfully do evil. He will not listen. But for those who have a heart from God, doesn't mean they're perfect, doesn't mean they don't make mistakes, but they have a heart for God. God's ear is open. He hears you. He's listening. Let me show you one more today, and this is Psalm 66, verse 17. It says, "I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and has heard my prayer." Do you see that theme in these passages? And these are just three. I could have chosen a lot more. The Bible is full of examples, scriptures that tell us over and over again that God sees us and God hears us. His ears are open to us. He's listening to our prayers. I want you to know this today, and I want you to believe it, that your prayers, when you pray, are not empty. Sometimes we think of prayer as a last resort. And things are something's going on in our life, and we do everything we can to kind of work it out, but it's like it's almost like a last resort to pray sometimes. It's almost like, well, it's come to that, you know. We've done everything we know to do. We don't know what else to do. It's come to this. We've got to pray. Can I tell you today, prayer shouldn't be a last resort. It should be the first thing we do. And truly believe that God hears when we pray. I want you to know this today. God hears you. God hears you when you pray. He's a God who knows you. That's why I'm calling this series Known. He knows you. I want you to know through this series that you're known by God. He sees you and he hears you. I want you to know God too. I want you to know his heart, his character, and his nature. But beyond that, I want you to know him in a very personal relationship, in a very personal way. I'm going to be talking about that more next week. A life message for me, really. But God also wants us to make him known. And that's why we're calling this Known. God knows you, he sees you, and he hears you. I want you to just say it out loud. Just proclaim it today. God hears me. Just say it. God hears me. Thank you, Christine. No, she did right. Everybody else, you know, let's try it again. One more time. On the count of three. One, two, three. God hears me. God hears you. And I want you to know and believe this truth today. My iPad just stopped working for a second there. You can come and talk to him about anything, and he will hear you. I'm chasing a little bunny trail here, but you can talk to him about anything. Anything. And sometimes there's things that we really don't want to talk to God about because we're like, I don't want him to know about this. So he knows anyway. He knows anyway. So you can talk to him about anything. There are three words that all start with the letter D, and again, I don't have this on the screen, but just to help you remember, there are three words that start with the letter D that we sometimes think maybe causes God not to hear us. Two of these three are right. I mean, are wrong, I'm sorry. Two of them are wrong. One of them, there may be some misunderstanding about the third one. But the first one is distance. We think maybe God is too distant. He can't hear. He's too far away. No. Hear me today. Hear me today. I want you to hear me today. God hears you, and he is closer to you than your very next breath. He is here right now. That's why he sent his spirit. That's why he poured his, we talked about this, we sung about it today. He poured his spirit out so that he could be right here with us. And he's closer to you than your next breath. He's not distant. He's not so far away. Another thing that we sometimes think maybe God can't hear us, reason is because of not maybe distance, but maybe distraction. That there's so many other prayers, and there's so many other problems, and there's so many other people in this world that at best we're just white noise to him. Again, no, listen. Listen, God has this supernatural ability. We're dealing with a supernatural God. We're talking about an omnipresent God, and he has a supernatural ability to relate to you as if you were the only person in creation. That's amazing to me. That's how amazing our God is. He's not distracted. He's not too distant to hear you. But there's this third thing, and this is my second point. God hears you. But number two, he will not hear disobedience. He will not hear disobedience. It's not that he can't. It's that he chooses not to listen to us through our disobedience. And this is actually a good thing. This is to our benefit. Let me show you this again, though. Did you see that theme in these three passages? Let's look at them once again, but I've underlined some different parts of it now, because God does hear us, but he does not or will not hear disobedience. Let's look at John chapter 9, verse 31, same verse again. It says, "Now we know that God does not hear sinners." It's not that he can't, he does not. He willfully chooses not to listen to willful sinners. But if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him. 1 Peter 3:12 again says, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous." In other words, those who want to obey God, he sees and hears, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. What happens when you turn your face away from someone? You don't see them. You don't hear them at that point as clearly as well. And that's what the Bible says, that God does hear us, wants to hear us, wants to listen, but he chooses not to listen to us when we are doing evil, when we are disobeying him. God willfully turns his face away from those who willfully live in disobedience to him. One more time, Psalm 66, verse 17, I cried out to him with my mouth, his praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and has heard my prayer. He says, if I had cherished sin in my heart, the word cherish, if I had loved my sin more than I love you, God. If sin was in my heart and I had cherished that more than I cherish my relationship with you, more than I cherish a conversation with you, more than I cherish you hearing me and me hearing you, if I've cherished that sin in my heart, that disobedience, in other words, he will not listen. He would not have listened, he says, but he's listened to me. God can hear you, but he will not listen to disobedience. And I said this is actually a good thing. This is to your benefit. Because it's not that God does not want to hear you. It's just that sometimes he wants to talk to you about something else. I have this example, and this is such a silly example, but it's the best I could come up with. To illustrate this, years and years ago, before I was married, I was in college, and was going to a church, and there was a girl there, and we had kind of gotten to know each other, and we went on a ski trip and got to know each other a little bit more, and I thought, well, there may be something here, and I asked her out. And she said yes, and we went out to dinner, and we were sitting there talking, and she ordered a salad with her dinner, and I had not ordered a salad, and so I wasn't eating, but she had already started eating her salad, and we were talking, and all of a sudden, I started noticing she had a dark piece of dark green lettuce, right, on her front tooth, and she's just smiling, it's all toothy, and talking to me, and I'm trying to listen to her, but the more she talked, the more I was noticing. And I was, you know, I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to embarrass her. I'm sure if I had just said, hey, wait a second, you got a little something there, and we would have had a laugh about it. But I didn't want to embarrass her. And the more it went on, the worse it got, because she's talking to me, and all I can, it's like this thing took on an entity of its own. It's like it started mocking me. It was like it grew a face and was just like there, you know. And finally, she kind of was talking, and she said something, and it was a question, but I didn't catch it, and I was like, I'm sorry, huh? And she just stopped, and she goes, you know, sometimes I don't think you listen to me. And I know I should have just said, well, it's hard, but there's something here. Needless to say, that relationship didn't get past that first date. But I know that's a silly illustration, but I think that's sometimes the way it is with God. There's some disobedience in our life. There's something that he's wanting to work out of us, or something he's wanting to work into us. There's something he's wanting to do in us. And we come to him with something, and we say, God, hear me, listen to me. And God's saying, wait a minute, you got something right there. You know, I hear you, but I'm choosing not to listen to what you want to talk about, because I want to talk about that right there. Let's deal with that. I appreciated so much the word that Amanda gave today. That's so applied to what I was thinking. I was thinking about it. You know, sometimes when you guys start talking, you make me nervous. I'll just be honest with you. I was like, you know, the more you talk, the more I'm going to start singing. Okay, no, but I stopped and I just said, okay, God, all right, what are you saying? And is those pieces? David says, I laid out the pieces of my heart, not just the piece that I'm distressed over, not just the piece that I'm dealing with right now. Because sometimes we do that. We bring that, whatever that problem is, that issue is, that struggle is, that thing that we need to pray over. And God's saying, let's deal with these other pieces. This was me all day yesterday. I'm in process, guys. I'm not, y'all know I'm good. Some of you are very aware of the fact that I've been going through some stuff. And we'll talk more about that in a moment. But yesterday was just, God was trying to talk to me about something all day long. And I was wanting to talk about something else. And what I was wanting to talk about was important. And God was trying to tell me, and he was even speaking through my wife. Don't you just love that, guys? When your wife starts, the Holy Spirit starts talking to you through your spouse, and you, if you can't hear God, you can't hear God through her, you know? And I started getting frustrated with her, because I was frustrated with God, because he was trying to deal with something else in my life. And I was like, but what about this? This is the problem. No, this is the problem. You get this worked out, that's going to work itself out. This is to our benefit, that God will not listen to disobedience, because he wants to talk about something else. Well, God, I want to talk about what I want to talk about. It's connected. It's related. You get this dealt with, then God's going to just begin to supernaturally work those things out. God hears us. He knows you. That's the good thing. I almost said that's the problem. That's the problem. God knows you. He knows the motives and intents of your heart. And you say, I need to bring this before you, God, because I'm struggling in this area. And God said, no, really, here's where it is. It's way back down here, down deep inside of you. Let me do something here. Let me work this disobedience out of your life. So then what you're actually concerned about just begins to be worked out supernaturally. I could go into, I thought I was trying to think of examples today, but there may be some of you in here, you've been coming to God and you've been saying, Lord, help me. I'm struggling with my marriage, and I just need you to work on my spouse. And God starts dealing with you. Don't you just love that? We've been, my wife and I have been going through doing some personal counseling, but some marriage counseling. We're good. We are committed to each other. It's 22 years of marriage. And we're in covenant with each other. We're going to work these things out. But sometimes we need a little help. We've been going to get some counseling, and there's been times where I'm just like, she. And the Holy Spirit through the counselor is like, no, you. Okay, it's my problem. It is my problem, you know. And God's trying to work on that. He's not hearing me. He's not hearing you. He's like, fix my spouse. No, let me work on you. Let me work on you. Let me deal with this in your heart. Lord, help me with my kids. My kids are, they're unruly. They're rebellious. They're getting in trouble at school. God's saying, maybe they're acting out because of something that needs to be dealt with in your life. I'm not saying you're a bad parent. I'm just saying there may be something connected there that God needs to do in you at home that will result in a changed life in your child. I'm stepping on toes. God, I just don't have enough energy. Lord, I need strength to make it through. I'm in pain. I need strength to make it through. I need energy. God was like, you know, go to bed earlier. Eat healthier. Put some things down. Pick up something else. Maybe your head hurts because you're hungover, you know? Let's deal. Let's deal. Let's No, Lord, I need strength. I need energy. I know what you need is God to deal with that disobedience in your heart. Some of you in here today, maybe this is an example that you need to hear. Lord, I don't feel right. I'm just depressed. I'm hurting on the inside. I'm struggling. I'm frustrated. I'm angry. My life isn't going the way I thought it should or the way I wanted it to. And God is saying, that's not really, I can fix that, but it starts down deep inside of you. You still think you're an orphan. You think everybody's out to get you. That's why you're angry. You're blaming others for the reason your life hasn't turned out when really there's some things that I've called you to do that you just haven't stepped up to. And you're forgetting really who you are. You're a child of the King. You're not an orphan. Well, when we can get past that orphan mentality and realize that our God is our Father and we're a child of the King, it really changes things. It changes our whole outlook on life. All of a sudden, that joy comes and that peace and that purpose begins to be fulfilled through our lives. Direction. Get where we need to go. God hears you. He knows you. He hears you. He sees you. He will not hear. He will not. He chooses not to listen to disobedience. Because that's a good thing, because he wants to deal with those things in your life that you really need to deal with. Anybody getting anything out of this but me? Boy, God's ministering to me through this. See, God doesn't want a shallow relationship with us. He wants to get past the surface. He wants to get down deep into our hearts and our lives. And once you let him begin to do that. My third point here today is you can hear God. You can hear him. I had you say this earlier. God hears me. Just say it out loud again. Just say, God hears me. But now say this out loud. I can hear God. I want you to say those, I want you to declare those things, because sometimes when you say it out loud, you have a better chance of truly believing it. This is not a message today to try to get you to a place where you're convinced that God speaks to us. It's not even about how we hear him or how he speaks to us in the different ways that he speaks to us. That's a whole other series. I'm telling you, when you believe that he can hear you, and you decide, I'm going to live in obedience to him, you will begin to hear God. You're going to start hearing his voice speaking into your spirit. You're going to start hearing him talking to you. And that's what God wants, is that he wants this relationship to happen. He knows you. You're known by him. He wants you to know him, to have a relationship where you're talking to each other. He hears you and you hear him back. He will not listen through to you about the things that you want to talk about when there's that disobedience in your life. He'd rather deal with that. But you're going to begin to hear him when you believe this and when you say, I'm going to submit to you, God. Far too often, though, we listen to other voices. I'm going to be transparent and say something kind of scary today, just kind of open up to you a little bit and just tell you the truth. I hear voices in my head. Can anybody relate? A lot of hands went up. Some of you are looking at me and these with hands up like they're crazy. If you didn't raise your hand, I'm just going to tell you, you're probably delirious. You probably heard a voice right then say, you better not raise your hand. People are going to think you're crazy. That was the voice I'm talking about, you know? I'm not talking about craziness. I agree that there's some people who are having struggles in their mental capacity where they're maybe hearing the wrong kind of voices, but we all have other voices that speak to us in our head, from our experience, from our upbringing, from our childhood, from our current life, from our relationships, from our family, work environments. We have these different voices, but really what I want you to understand, there is an enemy who is the enemy of our soul, and he manipulates and he speaks to us. And a lot of times we don't even know it's the enemy. We just think it's life because we're so used to it. And we hear these voices in our head. And sometimes it can drown out the voice of God trying to speak to us, or it distracts us more often. It contradicts more often what God is trying to say. And so I want to share with you this message, is do you hear what I hear? Let me tell you some of the voices I've heard. And I say in my past, but that's not true. These are still voices that I struggle with sometimes. So I'm just being transparent and honest with you and telling you I hear voices sometimes, and this is what I hear sometimes. And I wonder, do you hear what I hear? The voice in my head has told me. See if you relate to some of these. You'll never be free from lust. You're sick, a pervert. This is not the right list. Go ahead and change that back there. There you go. That's the right list. We're going to get to that one in a minute. How about this one? You have an addictive personality and will never fully overcome. This is the voice I sometimes hear in my head. You're weak and will always be weak. You're selfish. You're angry and will never control your rage. You're a monster. You're a fat, lazy slob and will always be that way. You're a failure. You've wasted your life and will never reach your potential. You're cursed to end up like the other losers in your family. People will always reject you, especially those you love the most. You're just not good enough. You don't have what it takes. You're inadequate. You'll never measure up. You'll never get over and be healed from the pain of your past. Anything good you get, you will lose. It won't last. There's something really wrong with you. These are voices that I hear sometimes in my head. You're ugly. You're unlovable. You're not worthy of love. You're not worthy of happiness or acceptance. God loves others more than you. He just tolerates you. You are deceitful. You're a liar. You're a fraud. Shame on you. You should just run and hide forever. It would be better for everyone if you just died. How many of you have heard something similar? Come on. Now, I'm being honest and telling you some of the voices I hear in my head. My wife did not realize how loud those voices talked until recently. Those are voices that in one time or the other, though, in all of your lives, you've heard too. Do you hear what I hear? I want to tell you, everything that I just read off in that list there is a lie. It's a lie, and it's such a deceptive lie that we sometimes grow up believing these things, and they become so second nature to us that we filter our whole life through the lens of that, of what we hear in our head, of what we've heard from our past. It is not the voice of God. Please hear me today. It is not the voice of God. It is the voice of our enemy, who is the father of all lies. If his lips are moving, he's lying. Those are lies, and you've got to come to the place. We've all got to come to the place where those voices from our past, and even in our present sometimes, they're still there. If we're being honest, we have to realize it's a lie. And so what we have to do is we have to know what God is actually saying. We have to know his word. We have to know what scripture says about what he says to us, what he says about us, what he's saying to you directly. And he's not just saying it to people way back then, 2,000 or more years ago in biblical days. This is the everlasting word of God spoken into your life right now. And I want you to hear the truth and begin to counter the lies with God's truth. What is he really saying to you? I want you to hear what I hear now, what I'm starting to hear more clearly than I've ever heard in my life. Serving the Lord for ever how long I've been. 1985 is when I got saved, became a believer. But I'm still in process. Come on, anybody else? Here's what I want you to hear, and this is the truth. Everybody just realize this today. God hears you. He will not hear disobedience because he wants to deal with those lies in your life so that you can then begin to hear the truth. I put this on the screen, but it's written small. You might just want to take a picture of it with your phone because you're not going to have time to write all this down, especially the scriptures. I'm not even going to list off all the scriptures, but ask yourself, let me share with you just a few of the things God is saying about you. Do you hear what I hear? I am righteous. These are direct. Some of you are already taking pictures. There's going to be another one in a minute. This is a long list, okay? These are, hear me today, these are direct responses to those lies that I just mentioned. I am righteous. This is what God says, and I've got scripture to back it up. I am holy. Some of you say, I don't feel very holy. But God says you are holy. You are righteous before him because of the blood of Jesus. I am pure. I am an overcomer. I am a conqueror. I am victorious. I am free. I am strong. I am kind, loving, patient, gentle, and disciplined. I will reach my God-given destiny and I will prosper. I am successful. I am blessed and not cursed. I am accepted and never rejected. I have what it takes. I am secure and confident. I am at peace and rest. I am healed from wounds of the past. I can forgive because I am forgiven. Now, here's a weird one for guys to say, but this is what the voice I hear now is. I am beautiful. I'm handsome. Created in the image of God. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am valued. I am qualified and worthy. I am not ashamed, for there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. I am a son of God, and I am loved. Come on, get happy. Come on. Do you hear what I hear? Do you hear what I hear? Yes, those voices may be there, those lying voices. We need to stop listening to that and start listening to what God is really saying. God hears you. He wants to deal with that disobedience in your life so you can start listening to Him and hearing Him instead of the lies. But you're known by Him, and He wants to go deep in your life. It's a good time of year to do that. It's a good time when we're focusing our attention on how Jesus came so that we could have this relationship with God in the first place. It's a good time. Especially when you're thinking about being with some family members that you're not around a lot. You could start recognizing, that's the voice of the devil. Now, don't say that to them, okay? Don't do that. Just recognize it and just say, well, that's not what God says about me. God says I'm loved and I'm accepted. This is good. Do you hear what I hear? Do you hear what God's really saying about you? He's not. Some of you, even that third point, you're like, I wish that second point wasn't in there. Because you know there's some disobedience in your life. It's a good thing that God is not listening to that because He wants to deal with that in your life. Those lies can be silenced and you can hear what He's really saying. Amen. Close your Bibles, your books. Just a minute. You can go ahead and stand up today. We're going to shut this thing down, but I want to pray for you this morning. Just bow your head and close your eyes for a minute today. Father, I pray, do what only You can do. God, I've submitted to Your word today, and I believe it was a word from You. But God, I pray that You'll speak directly to every person now what they need to hear. And God, drown out the lying voice of the enemy. When the enemy tries to come in, bring doubt or fear, insecurity, or shame, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that You bind that off of their life. And God, You speak to them the truth. Speak to us all Your truth, oh God. That we are truly loved and we are accepted by a Father who really does care for us, have our best interest in mind, and really does want to bless us. Thank You, Lord.